Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Palm Sunday worship here at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We are the church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. So, whether you're worshiping with us here today online or in person, we are just delighted that you're here with us. And we are delighted that you are here to join with Christians all over the world today who are celebrating Palm Sunday. I am Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor. Also leading in worship today are Paula Cunningham and Suzanne Everett and the group doing the skit and the adult choir, and Pastor Lindsay will be bringing the message. We encourage all of you to fill, all of you, listen, I'm upping my game here. We would encourage all of you to fill out a connection card today. Let us know that you're here. Let us know how to find you. Let us know what things you're interested in. And if you're not receiving our weekly e-newsletter, there's a place there where you can check and give us your email and you will receive it. Now, if there's any kids here still in the sanctuary, Palm Sunday is really special for you and for us because we have a parade and you are invited to be part of it. Kids, you can leave right now and go to the back of the sanctuary and you can be part of the parade. And adults, if you want to be part of the parade, as the kids go by, if you want to jump out and circle around with them, you can. If you want to stay where you are and wave your palms, okay. But that's always been my favorite. I love to be in the parade. So do whatever feels right to you. It's all good. But first, we have a few announcements. You know, you're going to want to come back to church several times this week, aren't you? We're going to be first, we'll be here on Thursday for a day we call Maundy Thursday. And on Maundy Thursday, we remember the Last Supper, and we have communion together. And we do at this church every other year a wonderful play that you'll want to see. That's at 7. Then there is Good Friday. Good Friday, we will have services at both of our campuses. It'll be at noon at Whitmore Lake. So if you'd like a noon Good Friday service, that's the place to go. And if you can come for the evening, that's going to be 7 p.m. here in Brighton. Then on Sunday, it's Easter. All of our services will be at the regular times, 9:30 and 11 and 9:15 at Whitmore Lake, 9:30, 11 here. But there's a special sunrise service here at this campus at 7:15 a.m. outside in the Memorial Garden. To get there, you just follow the path around the front of the church, and we all pray that it'll be warmer than it has been last week, right? But wear warm coats and you'll be fine. All right, I invite you to check out our website because the summer activities are already being planned and you need to save a lot of dates. So look and see summer camp programs, Vacation Bible School, our very popular theater camp. All of those, if you go on the website, not only can you see what they are and save the date, but for some of them, you can already sign up. Number three, if you are thinking about joining this congregation, or you'd just like to understand better what is it we believe as United Methodists, you might like to come to our new member class. It's going to be meeting on two Sundays in April, starting on April 14th. from 5 to 6:30 p.m. We will have childcare. We'll have a light meal. And all three pastors will be there to help lead the class. We are looking forward to getting to know you better. And number four, our congregational care team has been thinking about our college students who are away from us, and we want to send some care packages to them to say, your church still loves you. And so if you are interested in helping to donate some stuff that we can send to them, there's a whole list on the website, but we need the items by April 7th. So take a look at that website and bring in things to say to our kids, we love you.
Greetings, Malachi. Hey. Have you heard the good news? Do you know what's about to happen?
Well, I see some people holding branches out there, throwing coats on the ground, and waving swatches of brightly colored fabric, but I can't quite tell what's going on.
Jesus is coming. Isn't that great?
Oh, that is great. But I still don't get it.
The people have prayed so long for one who could release them from their bondage. This is the person who can do it. He's parading into Jerusalem. He will take over.
Are you sure? He looks rather mild to me.
Oh, believe me, he's not mild. He's done many miraculous works. People who were blind can now see. People who were deaf can now hear. People with leprosy have been cured of their disease because he healed them all. He's used his words and stories and actions to gather a group of disciples who now follow him. He's spoken to crowds that were huge and smaller groups, helping them to understand that they need to love and support each other. He is beloved. And he can even walk on water. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I kind of expected that the one that would come take over Jerusalem would be clothed in a suit of armor with an army to defeat the enemy. I expected blaring trumpets, not some raggedy group of people waving branches.
Sometimes our expectations and reality don't match. Sometimes we have to trust God to do what is right. Maybe the Savior will change life in new and different ways. Maybe the way of peace will be found.
Listen, do you hear them gathering? I'm going to join the parade. I need to help celebrate the fact that prayers have been answered. Are you going to come with me?
Well, I may watch a while. I mean, maybe I'll join in, but I might just watch. I'm not ready to make a commitment or anything like that just yet until I know exactly what's going on. I want to be on the right side.
Well, I'm going.
But what is the right side? For some, it would be release from the oppressor. Oppression comes in many forms, in many guises. We can't always see and identify the core of the problem. Perhaps for today, though, the parade will be sufficient.
Thank you. Please join me in a responsive reading from Luke 19, verses 38 through 40. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, Teacher, order your disciples to stop. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, stones would shout out. Please be seated. The scripture reading this morning comes from Mark 11, verses 1 through 10. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say this, the Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately. They went away and found a colt tied near a door, outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, what are you doing untying the colt? They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Hosanna in the highest heaven, the word of God for the people of God.
Amen. Thank you, Paula, for reading the gospel lesson for us this morning. I appreciate that very much. Church, will you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Let's pray. Oh, loving and gracious God, almighty creator of heaven and earth, giver of all good gifts, Lord, we praise you this morning with songs of Hosanna. We praise you this morning by waving our palm branches and flowy greenery. We praise you this morning with hearts filled with love for you and for one another. And so gathered here this day, our spirits are lifted. We praise, we thank you, Lord. Come be with us this morning in this time of worship. Open our hearts to receive the scripture. Open our minds in a spirit of prayer. Help our hearts to be open to receive, Lord, as we wave our branches, as we shout songs of a Hosanna, as we lift you high. We pray these things in Christ's name, the one who knows us, the one who loves us, the one who calls us beloved children. O Lord, we gather in worship, and may the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You, God, who are our rock and our redeemer, the one who calls us your beloved children. Amen. Amen. Oh, isn't it fun to parade into the sanctuary and to see the children enter waving those branches? Isn't it fun to see the choir? Thank you, choir, for singing. Isn't it fun to gather in worship and spirit of praise this day as we begin a holy week? A time of gathering, a time of entry into remembering into the entry into Jerusalem, a time of praise and gathering. But just as our skit reminded us this morning of Felicia and Greg and Suzanne, what an odd parade we experienced this morning. We're more familiar with parades like Halloween parades where children gather and do little trunk or treats and parade around in costume. And we're more familiar with parades of preschool children. We're more familiar with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or 4th of July parades at our Whitmore Lake campus. We're more familiar with the parades during COVID where people would wish each other a happy birthday parading through the neighborhoods. But what an odd and wondrous parade that we've joined in and experiencing this morning. When we open up the words of Scripture this morning, we discover this parade, and at the center of it is something we hadn't quite expected. We discover Jesus coming into Jerusalem, parading down from the Mount of Olives, gathering in and coming into the most holy city. And there are people gathered on the sides, waving these branches, laying their cloaks on the ground. And if they don't have cloaks, they're laying palm branches as Jesus is walking by. And here we hear the scripture lesson as they say, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. And they sing as Jesus comes in. They process in. Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Do you remember what Hosanna means? Do you remember that Hebrew word that when they're shouting Hosanna, they're saying, save us, please, save us, Jesus, save us. Do you remember the story of as Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, they're praying that he might be the one that they have long waited for, the one that might save them, the one that would establish a new reign. As Jesus is entering into that holy city, it's the time of the Passover. And so lots of people are coming into the holy city to celebrate the Passover, to remember that they experienced freedom, and they experienced freedom as they left Egypt, as they were once slaves in Egypt. And as the Jews are coming into the city and the crowds are gathering and the city is getting to be about 200,000 guests and visitors into the city, they're going to be remembering and celebrating their freedom from Egypt and celebrating the Passover. And they're going to be remembering that they are free people. Well, as Jesus and the disciples and folks are coming into the city for Passover, the Romans who were occupying the city, the Romans are wanting to remind those to not have any sense of uprising, to not have any sense to remind them that they are in power and they are in control. So Jesus is parading in, but remember, there's also other parades taking place that day. There's the parades of Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea, coming in on horseback, not a lowly little donkey, not a colt. There's the parade of King Herod coming in with royal procession and guards and making their presence known that want to squash any idea of folks coming up and any sense of uprising, making to squash and remind people who is in charge. The Romans. And yet Jesus comes in and the people parade and they save us, be the great king, not Pontius Pilate or King Herod, but come and save us, great Prince of Peace. Hosanna, Hosanna, praise us, they say, as the Passover is beginning. We know that in just 4 days, from Palm Sunday to Maundy Thursday, we know that the story will begin to shift and begin to change. We know that the crowds will gather and say praise and hosanna and save us and claim us as king, but we know the story will change. As we look forward to Thursday, where he'll be breaking the bread and sharing the cup and telling him, this is my body broken for you and my blood shed for you. From palms of praise to breaking of bread, then we know that we'll go with Jesus to the cross, where he'll breathe his last breaths upon there, hands wide open. And until we get there, the crowd is saying shouts of praise and hosanna. Be the one to come and save us and lift us from oppression. Save us, King Jesus. Certainly, Jesus is a different kind of king, a different kind of kingdom that Jesus teaches us all about. Jesus teaches us to walk in the way that is so countercultural than what we might expect. Jesus teaches us to be kingdom builders, to be part of building God's kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven, to be disciples that are lifting up one another to show compassion and care and love, praying for our enemy, loving for those who we don't see eye to eye on, to be makers of peace in this world, to seek to love God and neighbor, to be bringing about the kingdom here on earth. And so as much as we stand on the sidelines of the parade saying, save us from our times of trial, save us from our temptation, save us from the oppression that we experience, save us from the hardship, save us from an unjust world, we wave our palms on the side of the road praying that he might save us, that he might be one, the coming king. And yet, as we wave our branches, we're invited to come and join the parade. Jesus saves, but Jesus invites us then to walk the dusty roads, to be a part of the saving work, to be a part of the building up of the kingdom here and now on earth. May we not just stand on the sidelines, but may we join in the work of Jesus to be peacemakers in this world, to be bearers of compassion and love, to bring forth justice, not just wave from the sidelines, but to join in the work of Christ here and now. Friends, as we enter this Holy Week season, I pray that you might have moments to pause and to pray. I pray that you might have moments to think about how you're going to join in the work of Christ, to not just wave a branch, but to join in the work. And then as we come to Maundy Thursday and we break the bread and we share the cup, know that that is done for you, that is done for all of us. As we gather at the cross and we will come to see his arms opened wide, may you know that those arms are widely opened and wrapped around you. And we look forward to resurrection, but we're not there quite yet. So today we say, Hosanna, save us, and may we be willing to join in the parade and the work of Christ. Amen. Let's pray. O good and gracious God, giver of all good gifts, we praise and we give thanks, knowing that you are the one to save us. But help us to step forward, to respond, and to join you. Help us to be bold. Help us to be compassionate. Help us to be givers of good grace. For those are gifts that we've received from you. May we share it with the world. In Christ's holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Palm Sundays and Easters are wonderful celebrations. They point us to the divine. They point us to the glory of God revealed in Jesus Christ. The parades and feasts give us the buoyancy to do the hard stuff, to do the next right thing in the face of difficult times. I invite you to find a posture consistent with your prayer practice and join me in prayer. Lord of us all, fill us with your goodness and peace, that we may have the confidence of your followers to follow your instructions in our daily lives. Thank you for demonstrating how to live as your follower. You showed us how to be humble, entering the city on the back of a donkey. You showed us how to be a servant leader when you washed your disciples' feet. You showed us how to seek justice, how to stand up for what is right, how to make friends with all kinds of people, and you showed us how to share and sacrifice. Today we pray that we might have a fraction of Jesus' love for the world, enough to set us on the path of righteousness, choosing each day that which draws us closer to your will being done on earth. We pray for those suffering from violence, war, and discrimination. We pray that peace might grow, that hearts will be mended, and arms will be cast aside. We pray for those people, places, and creatures suffering under the results of climate change. Show us how to care for your earth and heal its wounds. We pray for those who in their grief or tenderness struggle to feel your presence. We pray for those who need your healing touch and those receiving prayer quilts in Whitmore Lake today. Each of us have concerns that weigh us down. We are grateful, Lord, that we can lift them up to you and that you would ease our burdens and cover those we pray for with your love and mercy. Hear now our silent prayers. For each one here or worshiping online, Lord, I offer this blessing and give you thanks for your directing our lives. For those who step out bravely to be your hands and feet, we give you thanks. For those who step out timidly, seeking your path, we give you thanks. For those who need an extra boost of courage as they consider the right path to take, we give you thanks. Bless each of us and renew in us the courage to mean these words as we repeat the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
On that first Palm Sunday, people laid down their coats on the path in front of Jesus, and if they didn't have a coat, they laid down branches, because they wanted to say Hosanna not only with their words, but with their actions. So today, we can act to bless Jesus as we place our offerings and our connection cards into the plate and by the choices we make and the actions we take in the week ahead. May these gifts be a way to say Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. May the ushers come forward. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord and Savior, as our experience of the Holy Week begins, we seek you, Lord. We bring our offerings forward as we remember how you made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We pray that these offerings will help to grow your kingdom of love and peace here on earth. In your name we pray. Amen.
Dear church, as we wave our palms today, know that Jesus saves us, that he walks with us in this journey of life, and as he is walking, he is inviting you to join the parade and the great kingdom-building work before us. May you go forth to love God and to love neighbor. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.